of chutzla zman, like on the third day, to milinyan lechutzlim kaimai. Use it for the psul of chutzlim kaimai. He had in mind the shash that would avoid this to do the achila at the wrong place, and therefore miyut rachmana gabi neisa. The pasuk has a mir by the pasher of neisa. The oichlov avoyna yisa. It says over there in pasuk deshim to you. And there it says again a second time, Yom HaShish, the Machshavos of Tigul. And it also says it eats from a korban of Noisa. And Noisa means where the meat was left over. It's also there, it says, V'yechlov avoy Noisa. So, L'mutzei chuslim kaimai. But over there in the Pashuk, Deshim to you, there there's a meat, Mashma, Yoni Chayef Chorus, on one of these two psulim. Yoni Chayef Chorus, where really you left it over, where the meat becomes Noisa. But in the case, we only had a Machshavos on that Pashuk of Yom HaShish, which means next to Pashuk, the rabbis. If you have a machshav to do it, shleibim kaimai, there's no curse. Because so here again in Gedeshim Tir, the pasuk says that the yom zechach and yochel machot are nice to the man of the yom hashlishi v'yeshisar. They can evolve with the meat to the third day. He's supposed to burn it once it becomes nicer. Then the pasuk says zayin v'moach yochel yom hashlishi pigul leiratza. If he's coming on the third day, it's pigul. And we're darshening this means the machshav of pigul. And even though we had a pasuk already before in Vayikra, so we say now this extra pasuk here, Yom HaShlish, means the machshava of chutzlim kaimai. You have in mind to eat it or to burn it the wrong place. Then the next pasuk says, V'yechav avon yisa. If you eat from it, Yechayev Koros. Kevkarez Hashem chilov nechus on Abishim Yameo. That Yechayev Koros. So say now the Chiyev Koros is only if you eat the meat, but it's really nicer. And not only when you eat it, after you had a machshava chutzlim kaimai. Now the Gemara says, who told you that? Gemara says, no, maybe the opposite way. The Yema, why don't I say, the Yoichlav Avoy Neyisa. And the Pesach says, Yechayef Koros, within this meat, Zeh Chuslim Kremai. Maybe that's going when you had a Machshava. If the Shah Shechita, the Dalad Avoydis, you had in mind to eat from this meat, or to burn it in the wrong place, maybe then if you eat from that Korban Yechayef Koros. Or the Mutei Neisa Mikoros, maybe Neisa is not Chayef Koros. Maybe if the Shasti avoids, you have no wrong machshava. Just the meiser, the meat was left over to the third day. Maybe true, it's nicer. You're supposed to burn it. But if somebody eats it, maybe it's not chayav koros. How do you know to say the chayav koros goes on nicer? Maybe no. Maybe chayav koros goes on chutzim kaimai. Someone says no, mistar, but that's the svara nicer heavily liukma the koros. It's more of a svara to say that by nicer, if you eat the meat that's really left over after third day, that you chayav koros on. The migmar oven ovron luchitzlus manai. To teach us that we have the gezer shavu before, we're always saying that by tigger yichayev koros. How do we know? The pasuk only says over there in the yikra zayin avon netisa. So we have the gezer shavu. It says avon netisa by noisa. And here it says clearly you get koros. So who are doing by machshavas of tigger? And if a machshava just eat it the wrong time, that's also chiyev koros. So learning out avon netisa from here to the machshavas of tigger. Because Mithafa to say it goes upon the Nisa here, the Domile, the Zion base, at least they're both Domin, one prat to Bizman. So the Zion base, Rashi explained, one means Bizman. They are both Nisa, is the Psulim Zman, left it over too long. And the Wadin Pigur is also Machshava, that you had in mind, he did it at the wrong time. And the base goes to Bama, that both of them apply on a Bama, that not a Perak Basra. The Chipir and Elv Oben Oben Metumas Basa are Kopon and both Neisser and Tigel applies by a bummer also. As Mustafa is saying, when you want to make this very shava, it's talking about here Neisser has the Chiyuv Koros and we're learning Neisser back to the Machshavas Tigel. From Rav is saying here the Chiyuv Koros goes on Chutzlim Kaimai. Gemara says, no, Adarabo, Chutzlim Kaimai Hevel Eliyukmur. It's more of a svara to say here, but you can do your test. When the pasuk says the chiyuv koros, it goes on the machshava chutzlim kaimai. You had in mind b'shas shchita treated the wrong place chutzlim kaimai the koros, and they learn out from the machshava chutzlim kaimai back to the machshava chutzlim zmanai of tigel. Why the dama led the mikdash? It's more mistav of mikdash. Rashi says it means mem means machshava. They're both the psul of machshava. One chutzlim zmanai, one chutzlim kaimai. Kuf stands for Tsas, and the Dalet stands for Dam, and there's only part of the Dam you have this Machshava makes the Psul, and Shin stands for Shlishi, but Chutzlizmana, the Chutzlim Kaimai, Shneim Sulim Machshava, they both have the Psul Machshava. and the mechashiv only a mixer for the dam, it also makes a psul. And both of them have a psul b'shat avoda for dam. And both of them it says the word shlishi. So chus mo mistav would have said gzera shava goes on these two machshavas, rather to say gzera shava goes from meisa, that's the machshavas of tigel. So that's the kasha. How do we know this pasuk here in Kedoshim when it says the yochav avon yisak gzeresham chilov nichusa? How do we know it goes on meisa? Maybe it goes on machshavas chus from kaimai. Say elu amar Rav Yechonin tani zavdi bar Levi. After you will learn out Kodesh Kodesh. There are shows from Kodesh Kodesh. Sivoka says that he was Kodesh Hashem Chilo. The Nichrusa, it says, the since he makes a Chilo and the Kedusha, therefore it's Chayat Koros. If Sivhosim, it says in Shemais, the Sarafter is a knife of Beish, supposed to burn the Noiser, it says over there. So Ma'alahala, Noiser over there means Noiser Afka Noiser. And that part of the Sarafter is a knife, it says, Le'yechok Kodeshu. Says the word Kodeshu, therefore it's Mistavra here when the Pasuk says Kodesh Hillel. The Nichrusa, the Chiyuv Koros goes on Noisa. As it says by Shemais, the Seraph is Noisa Beish Ki Kodesh. So Ma'alahala Noisa, just like in Shemais, the Pasuk is really talking about a real Noisa. He's asking, talking about a real Noisa. And we have Rachmona Gabi Noisa. Here by Noisa, the Pasuk is Beichel of Oni Yisa. Lamute Chutzim Kamim Mikoros. From the teacher that only if you eat from a real Noisa, really when the meat was left over to the third day, then you chayef koros. Mashek, if you only eat from a korban, that you only had a machshav with it, chutz limkaimoi, and there there's no chayef koros. Nothing more says, the my chazes, who told you my chazes? The kro aricha, the chutz lizmanoi, the first posting in Vayik Ruzayin, the long posting. It's talking about the machshav, the chutz lizmani of tigel. Or shlish in the parchment of Kedoshim to you. Chutz limkaimoi, when it says an extra time, shlish in Kedoshim to you. That's talking about the machshav, the chutz limkaimoi, maybe Epikim will change it around to say that the first one's talking about Chutzlim Kaimai. So Moshe says, no, Mistavra Aricha B'Chutzlim Zman. It's more of a straw to say that the first big Pasuk is talking about the Machshava Tidit the wrong time. The Gomar Oven Oven Menaisa, because we're learning out the Xerah Shava Oven Oven for Naisa. The Domele again, the Zayin Beis, the Zman, and Boma. So Moshe says, no, again, Adrav, it's more just the opposite. Aricha B'Chutzlim Kaimai, or Shlish Chigadashim Tiyo B'Chutzlim Zmanai. It's more of a straw to say that the wrong pasuk in Vayikra Zayin is talking about the machshavas chutzlim kaimai, and maybe there you chayef koros. And the pasuk in Deshim Tiyu it says shlish, that's talking about chutzlim zmanui. Vishum de domelei, because it's like noisa, samchiyo. Therefore, fits it one next to another. Whereas there in Deshim Tiyu clearly it's talking about noisa, where the meat was little left over to the third day, and the Gizdei Biyom Shlishi teaches the psul machshava. Says Mustafa, what type of psul machshava? You have a machshava tidit the wrong time. So here you see that the wrong time. So here they're both. So the second part is talking about the machshava chusla zmanay. We come a mayit lay and there's a miyatak ro. So here you should say that the psukim and vayikra in Kedoshim Tiyu is talking about chusla zmanay. And there doesn't mean to say that there's only chorus by noiser and not by chusla zmanay. Again, that's the kasha. Maybe chuslim kaimai has a chiyuv koros, and the machshava chuslim manai. Maybe there is no psul. There's no chiyuv koros. All right. Kula mikra achri chasim. No, both of them we learn out from the first long pasuk. The siddur says of there ha'yochol ye'yochol. If you read it, a double lashon, so b'shtei achilas akos medav. We're talking about two types of eating. It means echad achilas adam, whether the man eats from the meat. The echad achilas mizbeach. Whether the boss, whether the dam or the emurim. So then it says, mi bossa zeba shlomo. So now, ma shlom, just what they call me shlomim, mispaglin, or mispaglin that. No, the pasuk says, mi bossa zeba shlomo, the heck is to call me shlomim, which means, ma shlomim, mispaglin, is something that makes the pigle, like on the avoid the sadam, that what makes the pigle, or mispaglin, and then the meat has the yister pigle. You're not allowed to eat the meat, you cross to the yister of pigle. All right, turn over. Again, the limit is, again, it says, Shtei Achilles here, Echa Achilles Odom, Echa Achilles Mezbeach, and then unfortunately, when he bought the Zev HaShlomov, it's a deed that Pigol has to be learned out, Daimut or Korb Mishlomim, because it says that Sol Pigol by a Korb Mishlomim. So, Ma'a Shlomim, just by Korb Mishlomim itself, there's Mefaglin, or Mispaglin, there's something that makes the Pigol, and there's something that becomes pigle. So Rashi says yesh ben mefaglin, yesh ben mispaglin. Shahadam, the blood, hu amafagel. That makes pigle. Now if bishasti avoides adam, you can have the machshava to make it into pigle. They have both of the hemurim hamispaglin, and then the meat has the yeast of pigle upon it. They'd have yeast of korvus not eat it. So that's one limud. That mashlamim mefaglin or mispaglin. Af kol, every type of korb, when you want pigle to be, it has to be mefaglin. There has to be something, some avoida that makes it into pigle, or mispaglin, and then something becomes pigle. Shlishi, then the prophet says shlishi, zeh chuslas manas. That's the machshava b'shas adal or avoidas you have in mind to eat or to burn it the wrong time. The prophet says lo yirotza, it's not good, this korban is posel. It means ka'atsoy is kosher, ka'atsoy is posel. Comes teach us that when is there a psul pigle, if really all the dalar avoidas were done. In other words, that really this korban would have been a good korban if not for the machshavas pigle. But if you have another psul here, for some other reason you did not do one of the dalar avoidas, then it's no good. That's the yisoid of pigle, ka'atsoy is kosher, ka'atsoy is posel. Umahatsoy is kosher. Just like a regular korban. When is the korban kosher? Only if you bring all the dalar avoidis, when you have the shchita, the kabbalah, the aloch, and the zrika, afatsoy is posel. The same thing when you want to make a korban, the meat, with a psul pigle, it's only if all dalar avoidis were done, you really had a good shchita, a good kabbalah, a good aloch, a good zrika, a good shchita. I mean, you have all dalar avoidis. It means afatsoy is posel, achyikrov kol matirov. That's why you do all the dalar avoidis. The only thing that went wrong was you have this machshava to eat or to make an achilas mizbeach the wrong time. Now hamakriv v'hakrova, yeah. Afa sorry, it's possible that you have to call matirav here. Hamakriv v'hakrova nifsol, v'yei nifsol pishlishi. So the pasuk says hamakriv. And what does the pasuk mean hamakriv? It means v'hakrova nifsol. When does the meat become tigul? Only if b'shas the akrova, b'shas one of the dalar avoidis, he had in mind, he had this machshava tidit chutz lizmanoi. But v'yein a nifso b'shlishi. But let's say b'shas the dalar avoidis, b'shas the kabbalah, the locha, the zrika, you had a good machshava. Because now lemaisi, you leave this meat over to the third day, it does not become pigle. V'yein a nifso b'shlishi. Just the fact you left it over doesn't become pigle. The Rashi says in b'akrova lechishav amenaskein. The Yochemet of the Shish Eina Korbin Nislom Afreya. Just the fact you eat from the meat now on the third day, you're eating Naisam, but Lamaisa, this does not pass to the Korbin. The Korbin itself still remains kosher. The Korbin only becomes possible if you add the Machshava, the Shas, the Dalar Avoidis, but not later. The Nislom of the Shlishi. The Prophet Zamakin says, Oisoi, the Zevach across the Medaber, the Yenim Medaber of the Kohen, talking about the Korbin, and not talking about the Kohen. Rashi says, Kloima. Don't think that if a kohen has this wrong machshav, you know, it becomes possible. Maybe the kohen becomes possible. He can't be a kohen anymore. No, the oisam is the zevach kos the medav veni medav of a kohen. What comes possible here? The korban becomes possible, but not the kohen. The kohen himself, even though he had this wrong machshav, he himself does not become possible. Then the pasuk says, lo yichashu, you should not have this machshava, which meaning, mizashning, lo yarav by machshava.